Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, let's begin in Glasgow, Scotland, where on Saturday night, Julius the Blue Machine Ndongo from Namibia, our VOA boxing fans will remember, you selected him, Nnamdi, as the 2016 Sunny Side of Sports Fighter of the Year. Julius is also the co-recipient of the 2016 Sunny Side of Sports Knockout of the Year. He'll be putting his fighting skills on the line against local favorite Ricky Burns from Scotland in a world light welterweight unification fight. How's it shaping up, Nnamdi?
So it's a big night of action in Glasgow because Ricky Burns is a legend. And not only is he a legend, he's a three-time, three-weight world champion. So the arena is sold out, and then you know who the fans will back. You know, it's going to be Ricky Burns.
With that popular backing there in Glasgow, Nnamdi, does the Blue Machine basically have to knock Burns out to come away with a victory?
The Blue Machine, Julius Ndongo, has to do what he did in November in Moscow, where he knocked out Eduard Trovnitsky in 30 seconds to take away his title in front of his family and his fans in Moscow. He has to deliver that Saturday night in Glasgow in front of the sold-out crowd. He must take the fight to the champion, take away his belt, knock him out. That's the only way he can win.
Ndongo, a southpaw, and Burns has had problems with southpaws in the past, Nnamdi. Will Burns be able to adjust on Saturday night?
Well, remember, the Blue Machine and Ndongo is not just only a southpaw. It's a tall, rangy, awkward southpaw, which means if you make a mistake like Trunovsky made in Moscow in November, you can walk into a left hook. And once you walk into a left hook, and it's good night in your deep sea, bro. So you're fighting a southpaw, an awkward southpaw. You have to position your legs in the right way. You have to make sure you don't walk into the punch. You have to do things differently completely. And if you don't know how to do it, you're going to look real stupid. And at the end of the night, your belt will be gone.
Taking a look at the records of the two fighters, Nnamdi, Julius, the Blue Machine, and Ndongo, undefeated, 21 consecutive victories. Burns, 53 total fights, 47 wins, 5 losses, and 1 draw. Burns has had more than twice as many fights as Ndongo, Nnamdi. Could that be a factor?
Well, that could be a factor because if you look at Ndongo's record, it's 21-0 with only 11 knockouts, which shows you there that he's not really a big puncher. But if you walk into that punch, you will go down. Burns has had major fights, had been in good wars. It's fought great fighters. But remember, these two guys are in their 30s. These are not young chickens, Sonny. So anything can happen Saturday night. The man with the best record or the best resume may not even be the best man when it comes to Saturday night. It depends on the preparation in camp.
You mentioned how Burns and Ndongo have both been around the fight game for quite a while, Nnamdi. Will they stay in this light welterweight, junior welterweight class, or would they move up to the welterweight category?
Sonny, you know, the money is in the welterweight division, the 147-pound division. That's where all you have the superstars, the megastars, your Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia, and Floyd Mayweather. That's where the money is. But if you can find superstars that will bring in big numbers like Ndongo is doing for Burns in Glasgow, sure, fight for the unification. There's two belts on the line, Sonny, so it's still a big fight. But unless you fight the major American stars that will bring television, bring the pay-per-view money, that's when you make your money. But homeboy from Africa, Sonny, is still banking.
Nnamdi, I mentioned how that homeboy from Africa, co-recipient of the 2016 Sunny Side of Sports Knockout of the Year prize. The other co-recipient for Knockout of the Year, Hassan Ndam from Cameroon, back in action next month in Tokyo. Tell our VOA boxing fans about that.
Sonny, Hassan Ndam from Cameroon, based in France, will take on Ryota Murata May 20th in Tokyo, Japan, for WBA regular middleweight belt.
Nnamdi, who is this Japanese fighter?
Well, Sonny, Ryota Murata is a 2012 gold medalist for Japan in the middleweight division at the Olympics. He's only had 12 fights. And if you look at his resume, he's really fought nobody. But the big money is behind him. They're bringing the title for him in Japan, which means you have to kill him to win this belt, to walk away with this belt, you know. With only 12 fights, but he has a big promoter in top rank in Bob Arum. So May 20 in Tokyo, all he needs to do is just to do a little bit to win the title, and that can happen.
Let's go to London, where on April 29th at sold-out Wembley Stadium, a heavyweight blockbuster, Anthony Joshua versus former champion Vladimir Klitschko.
We're so even in this fight. I would say it's a 50-50. Our size, our strength, whatever the youth and age, as I said, it's just a number, could go any direction. So we have a competitive fight with two athletes involved that having pretty much the same qualities, both Olympic champions. One was a champion for a long time, another one is a champion. So I think on different levels, it's a very special event. And I don't know when next time such fight could happen.
Let's talk about the training for both fighters, Nnamdi. Where has Klitschko been training?
Klitschko has been training at the Austrian Alps, which is close to the border with Germany. And he's been bringing in guys to give him good sparring. He has not been talking the way he's been talking lately, comparing himself to Mount Everest, the tallest mountain on the planet. The highest mountain in the world, which means Anthony Joshua must scale to the top of Mount Everest. Not only that, he said he's been making the necessary upgrades to help him in this fight. It's like teaching an old dog new tricks, Sonny. At the age of 41, you know. You're learning new stuff right now. You may be too late, bro.
Well, what about Anthony Joshua, Nnamdi? Has he made any necessary upgrades?
We're talking about upgrades now, closer to fight time. Well, Anthony Joshua has been having, apart from those two knockdowns we heard about a couple of weeks ago, he's been using what we call resistant altitude mask.
What is that?
Well, it increases your lung capacity, oxygen efficiency, boosts your endurance level. Sonny, if you have a guy who is 6'6", tying you up, leaning on you for 12 rounds, you need that mask. Because at the end of 12 rounds, you may have a jello leg, Sonny. A spaghetti leg, we call it, you know.
Nnamdi, you mentioned that Mount Everest comparison, and yet when I see photos of Joshua and Klitschko, physically they seem very similar in terms of height and reach.
Sonny, these are no flabby, fat, lazy heavyweights, man. Klitschko is built strong and is big. AJ Anthony Joshua is like Hercules, you know, with all the muscles. So these guys are in shape, and when they drop bombs, it will land. And not only that, both of these guys, they have what we call glass chin, you know. So they were the first man to land, maybe the winner.
The Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more hard-hitting boxing commentary from Namdi during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports. Meanwhile, British boxing promoter Eddie Hearn talks about what's at stake for Anthony Joshua on April 29th.
It's a legacy fight for sure. You know, anytime you box someone like Vladimir Klitschko for multiple belts at a 90,000 venue, that's the kind of nights that go down in history. So this is where Anthony Joshua wants to go. I don't think there'll be a backward step after this fight. And ultimately, it's two of the top heavyweights in the world fighting for all the belts. So, you know, I think the British fight fans are in for a huge night on April 29th and a massive acid test for Anthony Joshua.
British boxing promoter Eddie Hearn, who's looking forward to that massive acid test for Anthony Joshua on April 29th when he fights Vladimir Klitschko at Wembley Stadium in London.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We're looking forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. In UEFA Champions League football Wednesday, AS Monaco and the Spanish clubs Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid all scored first-leg quarterfinal victories. Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo became the first player to score 100 goals in European club competition, finding the net twice in the second half as Real Madrid topped host Bayern Munich 2-1. The victory by Real puts the defending champions on course to reach the semifinals for a seventh consecutive year and closer to their record-extending 12th European title. Chilean midfielder Arturo Vidal gave Bayern a 1-0 first-half lead, heading home a corner kick. The loss ended the German club's tournament record of 16 consecutive wins at home. The second leg will take place in Madrid April 18th. Elsewhere, visiting Monaco defeated another German club, Borussia Dortmund 3-2. French striker Kylian Mbappe had two goals for Monaco. The match was rescheduled from Tuesday after the bombing of Dortmund's team bus. Tributes were paid to Dortmund's Spanish defender, Marc Bartra, who was injured when three explosive devices went off near the bus. His Dortmund teammates wore T-shirts with Bartra's picture, as well as words saying, "A lot of strength, we are with you." The 26-year-old Bartra underwent surgery for injuries to his wrist and arm, and he's expected to make a full recovery. Monaco is scheduled to host the second leg on April 19th. And 2016 finalist Atletico Madrid scored a 1-0 road victory over visiting Leicester City. French striker Antoine Griezmann converted a 28th-minute penalty kick for Atletico. The second leg is April 18th in England. The 16-team field is now set for the National Basketball Association playoffs after the conclusion of regular season play on Wednesday night. Let's take a quick look at the first-round matchups. Our VOA basketball fans will remember all rounds in the NBA playoffs are best of seven games. The team that gets four wins advances to the next round. In the Eastern Conference, the top-seeded Boston Celtics will play the Chicago Bulls. The second-seeded and defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers will go against the Indiana Pacers. The Toronto Raptors are matched against the Milwaukee Bucks. And my magical Washington Wizards will be waving their wands against the Atlanta Hawks. In the Western Conference, the top-seeded Golden State Warriors will go against the Portland Trailblazers. The San Antonio Spurs will play the Memphis Grizzlies. The Houston Rockets will face the Oklahoma City Thunder in a series that features two of the NBA's most dynamic guards, James Harden of the Rockets and Russell Westbrook of the Thunder. And the Los Angeles Clippers will play the Utah Jazz. The 2017 NBA playoffs tip off on Saturday, and they'll continue through June. The NBA Finals, which last year featured Cleveland and Golden State, are scheduled to begin June 1st. Well, this Sunny Side of Sports programming note, on Monday, April 17th, I'll have a special show on the 121st running of the Boston Marathon. My VOA colleague Andrew Palcheski will be reporting near the finish line in downtown Boston. More than 32,000 runners are expected to test their speed and endurance in the world's oldest annual marathon. Before Andrew heads to Boston, though, he'll tell us about some of the latest sports social media trends. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here with you.
Welcome back, Andrew. Boston, just a great sports town outside of the marathon.
Absolutely. We're seeing Boston Bruins in hockey in the playoffs there. We're seeing the Boston Red Sox get their season underway. The Boston Celtics not doing quite as well, I guess, these days. But
well, they're top seed, though, in the playoffs.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see if they can do well. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully they do well for Boston.
Well, what's trending in the sports world, Andrew?
Well, you were just talking about the NBA playoffs, so let's start there. And specifically with the man you were just talking about, Russell Westbrook. The last game of the Oklahoma City Thunder regular season game was last night, and a big guest was on hand to see Russell Westbrook play, none other than Oscar Robertson, who of course had his triple-double record of 41 triple-doubles in a season broken by Russell Westbrook, 55 years record broken. And the two greats got to meet, because I think we can call Russell Westbrook a historic, a great, and certainly Oscar Robertson.
Historic season, incredible season by Westbrook.
Absolutely. So these two greats met before the game for a private moment. Of course, though, living in the age that we do, it was captured on video and shared across social media. So we got to see that private moment between the two of them. Westbrook goes and he gives Robertson a big hug. He says, "You've paved the way for people like myself," and really a lot of gratitude from Russell Westbrook for Oscar Robertson. And by the same token, Oscar Robertson telling Westbrook that what he did was historic and people love what he's doing. He's energized the game. A lot of respect that you see there between these two. And you can just see it in the body language and how they're conversing back and forth in this private moment before the game. Not so private moment because we ended up seeing it, but a nice in-person personal moment between the two of them.
Oscar Robertson in the Basketball Hall of Fame, and I think he does have one thing that Westbrook doesn't have, an NBA championship on his resume. So Westbrook still has some catching up to do in that regard, but we'll see. Maybe down the road Westbrook can get that NBA title.
Yeah, that's the hope, certainly, as they enter the playoffs. I know the other thing that Russell Westbrook would love to get this season. He broke the record. He has averaged a triple-double throughout the course of the season. He would love to add three letters to that, MVP. And to that point, they had a nice ceremony after the game where they had Oscar Robertson on the floor. He was being honored by Oklahoma City. He congratulated Russell Westbrook in front of the crowd there. He said what Westbrook did was not only historic, but he played with passion and pride. And this is how he ended it. I thought this was the best. He ends the speech with this. He said, "I have only one thing left to say, MVP," and everybody starts cheering. So that moment, a lot of fans highlighting that moment in video and social media saying, well, he's been blessed by Oscar Robertson for the MVP award, so better give it to him. But a lot of eyes going to be on that matchup. Like you said, Harden and Westbrook, these two guys kind of neck and neck for MVP. A lot of people's minds, Westbrook's already won it, And as we talked about on the show earlier this week, even some of the detractors say, you know what, I got to give him props. I think he's won it. He's going to go away with this award. But we can never be sure until it's actually awarded. So we will see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because sometimes the award usually, well, it usually does go to a team that is either near the championship or has a very good record. I know the Thunder, they're in the playoffs, but they're not one of the top NBA teams right now. So we'll see whether that all-around season can produce the MVP trophy for Westbrook.
Yeah, if you break a record like that, I think you've made a really strong case for yourself, and we'll see if he has.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you check out my Facebook page today, Thursday, you'll see a photo of none other than Nnamdi Hollywood Mueta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, who we heard from earlier in the program. What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, sticking with the National Basketball Association, today is a big holiday in the NBA, particularly if you're a fan of a certain retired player. Today is hashtag Mamba Day.
And that Mamba!
Mamba Day, and that is because on April 13th, 2016, who is called Mamba in the NBA, Kobe Bryant, retired from basketball 1 year ago today and did it in style, scoring 60 points in his final game. So Kobe fans around the world, and he does have fans all over the world, are posting on social media talking about Mamba Day, honoring the great Kobe Bryant. A lot of people talking about where they were 1 year ago today. Where were you when Kobe retired? Some fans actually posting video from a year ago when they were at the game. So some lucky fans got to see that 60 points put up by Kobe in person. Other people, I liked some of the excuses they gave. One person said that they skipped studying for exams a year ago so that they could watch that game, and they'd do it again in a heartbeat, no question, even though the marks on the exam weren't so great. And then some fans, a little dour, they're saying, you know, it'd be great if a year later the Lakers were in the playoffs and we were celebrating that. Unfortunately, they're not doing so great. So a lot of love for Kobe Bryant, fans sharing their favorite Kobe moments as well. And I think my favorite is the time Matt Barnes of the Orlando Magic, he tried to get Kobe to flinch by trying to fake chucking a ball in his face from the sideline to inbound the ball, and Kobe didn't move a muscle. He just stood there, watched that. I don't even think he blinked when he tried to throw that ball at him. So that was a really cool moment. That video is going all over social media today.
When I think back of that last game by Kobe Bryant, I remember a lot of shots being hoisted by Kobe.
You got to shoot a lot to get to 60 points, that's for sure. I mean, you know, to put up numbers like that, you got to take a lot of opportunities and connect on them, and Kobe did.
Well, Andrew, we have about a minute left in the program. What else is trending out there?
Well, as we talked about NBA playoffs, there's another set of playoffs going on here in the United States and Canada, and that is the National Hockey League playoffs for the fight for the Stanley Cup. And a unique phenomenon that we see every year when the playoffs come around, people rush to shave their faces before the first puck dropped last night. And it's this playoff beard phenomenon. It's bled over in other sports. I think it probably started with hockey, or at least it's been a big tradition in hockey. You see it now in baseball and other sports. But fans are refusing to shave as long as their team is in the playoffs. So we're having some fans posting the, you know, Gillette razor and throwing it into the trash can, saying, I won't be needing this because our team's going to the Stanley Cup and they're going to win it. Some fans really excited because they haven't had a team in since they've been able to grow a beard. The last time one fan said that he was able to see his team in the playoffs, he was, I think, 13, so not really a great age to grow a full playoff beard. And as we talked about with the Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians ending potentially their droughts, and the Chicago Cubs ended their World Series drought, you have two teams that could meet up the two longest droughts of Stanley Cups. The Toronto Maple Leafs haven't won it in 48 seasons, and the St. Louis Blues haven't won it in 45, and those two teams could meet in the Stanley Cup final, so we'll see if that happens. Blues have to make it, and the Maple Leafs have to get through the Washington Capitals first, so we'll see if they can do that.
The clean-shaven Andrew Palcheski! Safe travels to Boston, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to your Boston Marathon reporting. And that wraps up the April 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Vasco Vilarić. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
By a unanimous vote on March 31st, the UN Security Council adopted a resolution extending the mandate of MONUSCO, the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, for another year. The Security Council also lowered the cap on the number of UN troops deployed in the DRC from 19,815 to 16,215. In addition, the resolution allowed for the replacement of some troops with more highly trained, specialized units and included specific performance indicators for troop-contributing countries to be reported on by the Secretary General. The resource-rich DRC has suffered from rampant corruption and violent fighting between dozens of armed factions, resulting in the deaths of an estimated 5.4 million people since 1998. In addition, there have been 107 fatalities of peacekeepers in the DRC since 2010, including 9 in 2016 alone. In March, two members of the DRC group of experts, one from the United States and one from Sweden, along with their Congolese interpreter, were found dead in Kasai Central Province, serving as a reminder of the continued threats facing UN personnel in the DRC. U.S. Permanent Representative to the UN, Ambassador Nikki Haley, applauded the Security Council's renewal of the MONUSCO mandate and for its action to make the mission stronger and more effective. When we look at these peacekeeping missions, what we need to focus on is not the number of people we have on the ground, it's the quality of the work that's happening on the ground, she said. We can have thousands and thousands of troops, but if they're not really working to keep the Congolese safe, none of that matters. Ambassador Haley said she was pleased that the Security Council, along with the troop ceiling, made sure that where the troops are, they are actually going to be more effective. The key, she added, is to make sure that the elections are safe, to make sure we're keeping people safe. The most important priority must be the protection of civilians, Ambassador Haley emphasized. Of great assistance in that, she said, is holding troops accountable for their actions. She welcomed the Security Council's request for a strategic review by September 30th. What we can't do is walk away and say our job is done, Ambassador Haley said. What we need to do is keep looking and making sure that what we did is actually working and effective and meeting our goals.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impuga, host of Reporters Roundtable. Join us this week as we discuss the corruption in Africa. I'll have a panel of journalists and analysts this Thursday at 17:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. VOA. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minutes newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
VOA News.
VOA. When news breaks, VOA News is there.
Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.